This is Wade Rethke, the chief organizer report on the hard nuts and bolts of organizing in Honduras. Erlen Perez, the head organizer in Tegucigalpa, Suyapa Amador, the head organizer and spark plug of San Pedro Sula, Marcos Gomez, Acorn Canada's campaign director, and I spent 3 hours trying to get our arms around the great progress of Acorn Honduras in the last several years, as well as the difficult question of whether or not the organization could survive long term in what might be a gold standard definition in organizing of a bittersweet conversation. The work is critical. The membership is now over 3,500 members in both cities. The victories are local and concrete, but the nuts and bolts of building sustainable membership-based community organization means that even with great success, we're forced to constantly evaluate whether we can survive. Looking at San Pedro Sula is almost a case study. We have 7 community organizations in the city, and the communities that abut the city, especially Coloma, where we have worked the longest. Recently, we have won some commitments from the mayor of San Pedro Sula to make repairs on Street 27 there, which has been almost impassable in some areas. More needs to be done, and 300 homeowners along the street have organized with us to withhold their tax payments and pay them simultaneously when the mayor agrees to finish the work. An interesting tactic. In some cases, there's just no money, no matter how hard we press. In Chaloma, where we've been in one campaign after another around potable water, we're now working with our members to put together the pieces to change the water collection system by building 3 cistern-style rainwater collection depots that will benefit 850 families. In San Manuel, we have finally gotten support from the mayor and city officials around a public education campaign to stop the forced migration of children and gang recruitment. It's good work with clear progress. But even with 2,400 members in San Pedro Sula, Suyapa reports only 380 are paying dues regularly on a monthly basis. And that's at 20 lempiras monthly, which is hardly 10 cents U.S. or $334 U.S. roughly per month. Another 100 to 120 per month comes in to support the office by selling coffee to allies, universities, and labor unions in the area for a cooperative in Marcala, which is affiliated to Acorn Honduras. $450 in U.S. currency per month goes farther in Honduras, but not quite far enough. Acorn International chips in $800 a month or so, split between the two organizers to keep things going from its own efforts, which aren't easy either. It's hard to raise the dues because membership projects like the water system in Coloma mean more business and family donations. In Tegucigalpa, the story is much the same, with the addition of a youth group that we've organized to stop migration, chipping in more for the office there, and free workspace in a community center we won in a neighborhood. The Mennonites recently decided to provide a grant to Honduras Acorn for the work that impacts migration, but that $10,000 has to get us closer to sustainability as well as an almost once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to do so. So, all good this minute, but our conversation in Quito was where would we be in 2 years, in 5, in 10? When would Acorn in Honduras be able to completely stand on the shoulders of its members in Honduras? What would happen if Acorn International couldn't subsidize the organizers? Where would they be and how would the members respond? This is hard work done by great organizers with amazingly deep commitments from them and from leaders and members. But hard discussions, even over pinchos, can't be escaped and require clear eyes about the future even as we twist the nuts and bolts into shape. This is Wade Rethke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.